thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show, plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m, with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m, with new episodes every other week. But for now, enjoy the Happy Hour podcast. The Happy Hour is back. It's Holly and Paulina here, keeping you company for the next hour.
This week, it's a Keep Calm special.
And we'll have more after this one from Train. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's the Happy Hour with me, Holly Tuke, and my co-host, Paulina, bringing you the best in music, mindfulness, and overall well-being.
Exactly. Paulina here with you today as well. If you're feeling like you need some tips and advice for winding down and looking after your mental well-being, we have you covered this week with our Keep Calm special. It's the roundup of the best conversations and advice around mental well-being.
So today you'll hear which meditation apps are the best and the most accessible, get some tips on managing your anxiety, plus we'll have a quick breathing exercise which you can do along whilst you listen. I'll also be trying out a meditation app which I've never heard of before, but first Paulina is going to find out what is mindfulness.
We're finding ourselves in odd times right now, so if you're perhaps feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or worried, you're not alone. But what can we do to better deal with such emotions? Well, one of the tips given by NHS to improve our mental health and well-being is to practice mindfulness. But what is mindfulness and can it really help? Well, I'm joined now by RNIB's specialist lead in emotional support, Amanda Hawkins, who can help answer some of our questions. It's nice to speak with you, Amanda.
Hi, nice to speak to you too.
So, Amanda, what exactly is mindfulness? Because I've seen this word thrown around a lot recently and it seems to be quite popular.
Yeah, I mean, actually, mindfulness is really old. It's something we've been doing forever. It's a basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not to overly react to things or be overwhelmed by what's going on around us. So I think it can be really useful, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed and there are big things going on in the world. But it's something that we all possess.
Because right now, as I said, things are quite different, and this is something that could perhaps help us deal with stress and anxiety of everyday life.
Yeah, and it's just some time out. I think in many ways, mindfulness is a healthy habit. So just taking time out in the day to sit and think about what is important, what's matter, what can we let go of, what it gives us joy, what's irritating us at the moment, and do we need to do something about it? A structured way to just take time out and think about what we want to do with our day and reflect on what's happening. I think sometimes life is so busy that we don't reflect what's important to me, what's not important to me. Can I let that go? What gives me joy? Do I need to do more of that? So it's that really sort of gentle, structured time. And there's lots of things that can help us do that. I mean, we can just take that time out and sit there for 10 minutes, close our eyes and think about those things. Or there are some really good apps on phones these days, like Headspace, that can talk us through. So you can do it alone. Some people find that quite hard, because actually to sit there in silence, you know, for 10 minutes can sometimes feel overwhelming. So if mindfulness is quite new to you, then actually some of the apps available can be quite helpful, because it helps you get started.
And the good thing about some of these apps, specifically Headspace, is that it's quite accessible to people who live with a visual impairment.
Absolutely, yeah, it really is. And anyone, you know, can access them. And it's they're all audible, so there's no visuals involved. Everything's audible. And that's the whole point, is we want to come out of the world and just sit there in a quiet space and just think about some of these things. Just putting these pauses in our life, and we can do it once a day, twice a day, three times a day, and it's like a good healthy habit. You can even do it while you're walking.
So you actually gave us a few quite helpful tips already, but could you give us some top tips from you when it comes to learning to practice mindfulness?
Okay, so mindfulness meditation gives us time in our lives where we can suspend judgment and unleash our natural curiosity about the workings of the mind, approaching our experience with warmth and kindness to ourselves. So I think if we have that in mind, just sitting there and thinking, you know, what's going on for me? What am I feeling? I'm not going to judge myself for feeling anxious about what's happening. I'm just going to allow it to come up, and then think about, right behind that, well, how, if I am feeling anxious, what can I do about it? And quite often the answer's there. So I think just starting, not being too worried if it feels really unusual to sit there and give your brain some time. It's not something that we generally do. And I think just the other side of mindfulness is we're not being mindful. We're not giving ourselves that time to think about things that are giving us joy or giving us anxiety. Then these things will come up in our brain, and it will happen at night. Or we'll be distracted when we're trying to focus on something else. So it's not like the brain doesn't do this. It's just allowing that little space for the brain to actually, you know, to process some of the stuff that's going on. You don't need to do anything differently. Find what works for you. Use an app. Don't use an app. You know, I think it's useful to time. So if there's a timer on your phone, it's useful to say, right, I'm going to give myself 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Or I'm going to, I want to go for a bit longer. You can build up. But also just to kind of say it's uncomfortable at the beginning. If you're new to it, it does feel strange.
And I've actually seen a very interesting metaphor when it comes to mindfulness, because it's something that's, as you said, it's not easy to learn in the beginning. And they compared looking at your thoughts and anxieties and worries and treating them almost like a bus. So you're sitting at a bus stop and you're just letting the buses come and go, but you're not actually getting on them and you're not letting them carry you away.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's about, you know, just watching and going back to that thing of not judging what you're feeling. It's just allowing it to be there. And I think when we allow things to be there, it comes into our consciousness and we do something about it.
So those are some amazing tips. But if we're looking for some extra support, where could we go?
So I think if, you know, mindfulness is bringing stuff up that's disturbing you and that you do need to talk a little bit more about it, of course, you know, seek out some extra support, especially if we're talking about the pandemic days and the COVID-related anxiety that's coming up for people. We do have the emergency mental health sessions as part of the R&IB offer. There's always the Samaritans, talk to a friend, reach out. There are people there to talk to. Sometimes when these things come up, and especially if we're isolated, they can still become overwhelming. So don't feel like just because you've started mindfulness, the stuff is coming up, you're on your own with it. You're definitely not. But most people find with the mindfulness, if we're doing that on a regular basis, it's a bit like doing our laundry, isn't it? If we do our laundry on a regular basis, it doesn't build up. If we don't do it for 6 months, suddenly all the clothes are there and it feels really overwhelming. So starting mindfulness might be a bit about working through that laundry pile until we've got it under control.
So if you needed to contact any of the groups that Amanda mentioned there, you can always call the R&IB helpline to find out about the emergency mental health sessions. And the phone number for that is 0303-123-9999. Or you can also call the Samaritans, and the number for them is 116-123. Now, Amanda, it was lovely speaking with you, but we're going to let you go for now. So Amanda Hawkins, R&IB Specialist Lead in Emotional Support, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
It's the Happy Hour on R&IB Connect Radio.
Oak is a free meditation and mindfulness app available on iOS. There's no sign-up required. Once you download the app, you can just get started straight away. It promises to help you decompress and live a more mindful life. Oak is suitable for anyone as there are both guided and unguided meditations. There's also a range of breathing and sleep exercises as well. Plus, it also tracks your progress. So let's explore the app.
Oak. Oak. Quick launch. Meditate session. Mindful. 10 minutes. Button.
When you open the app, it comes up with various meditations that you can choose from, but there are three tabs which are located at the bottom of the screen.
Tab bar. Selected. Home. Tab. Courses. Tab. Growth. Tab. 3 of 3.
I think the growth tab is really interesting, so let's explore this one.
Settings. Button.
At the top, there is a settings menu.
Settings. Close. Button. Reminders. Button.
One of my favourite features about Oak is that it actually gives you daily reminders. So it will remind you to take a moment to breathe or give you a daily meditation reminder.
Apple Health. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
You can also link it with Apple Health if you'd like to.
Restore purchases. Terms of service. Contact. Privacy. Acknowledgement. Id. Version. 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 Close. Settings. Close. Earn badge. Earn badge. Grasshopper. Next badge. 5 sessions. Adjustable.
At the very top of the growth tab is an option where you can set the duration for when you want to earn badges. In this case, it's set to 5 sessions. I think this is a really good incentive for you to keep up with the meditation. And as you go along, you earn rewards. So it just gives you that bit more motivation to actually do it if you're a bit like me and don't do it as often as you should. But let's go back to the main homepage.
Tab bar, home, tab. Quick launch, meditate session, mindful, 10 minutes, button.
So at the very top, there's a quick mindfulness meditation. But let's see what other content there is.
Meditate. Great for beginners and experts alike. Learn mindful and loving kindness meditation. Mindful. Button. Loving kindness. Button. Unguided. Button. Breathe. Powerful breathing exercises to help you to relax and achieve a clear state of mind. Deep calm. Button. Box. Button. Awake. Button. Sleep. Wind down and fall asleep with our nature sounds and guided courses. Relaxing sounds. Button. Guided breath. Button.
There's something for every part of the day, really. So I'm interested in doing some mindfulness. Let's have a look at a meditation.
Mindful. Button. Duration. 10 minutes. Button.
I think one of the really good things about Oak is that you can actually change the duration of the meditation. So this one is set to 10 minutes, but let's see what other durations there are.
10 minutes. 15 minutes. 20 minutes. 25 minutes. 30 minutes. Cancel. Button.
I'll stick with the 10-minute one for now.
New to meditation. Duration. Instructor. Female. Button.
There's also a choice of a male or a female instructor. When exploring Oak, one of the things that really interested me was how you could have background noises whilst meditating. This is something I've never come across in any other mindfulness and meditation apps before. So you can have the choice of relaxing sounds whilst you meditate if that helps you to get in the zone and relax.
Warm up, none. Background, none. Button, back, button. Sounds, selected, none. Cave water, clarity, elevate. Fireplace, rain. Roof rain, soft rain. Stream, Tibetan Om. Waterfall, white noise. Wood sauna, back, button. Background, new to med, mind, new, durate, instructor, female. Back, warm up, none. Begin meditation. Button. Alert. Background sound. You can choose a background sound like rain or white noise to play during your guided meditation.
Again, it's asking me if I would like a background noise. I'm going to leave that off for now.
Choose sound. Not now. Button. But close. Button.
You can begin by taking a seat. You can pick your favorite chair or just sit cross-legged on a cushion. Let's take a moment to release any unwanted tension. You can do this by rolling out your neck in a circular motion. Also, make sure to check for any tightness that might be hiding in your jaw or shoulders. And if you find any, just go ahead and release it, softening that area. Now that you're ready to settle in, find a starting position where you're sitting upright and alert, but without being too rigid. Your chest should be open and your shoulders relaxed. Go ahead and place your hands in a comfortable position. They can be folded in front of you or on your legs. Now close your eyes.
I think the background noise would be really good when you're solely focusing on the meditation. Now, one thing I did notice is that you can't close the meditation once you get started. It basically wants you to complete it. I think my favourite things about the app is that you can track your progress. It gives you daily reminders and you can customise the meditation. It's simple to use, easy and intuitive. So that was a quick demonstration of Oak, a free and accessible mindfulness and meditation app.
That was Chair and the Shoop Shoop song. It's the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Holly here with producer Paulina lurking in the background. And it's our Keep Calm special today with a roundup of our best interviews around looking after our mind. We'll have more tips coming up, including a 5-minute breathing exercise we can do together and more meditation apps. But before that, Chris Simpson will give some advice on how to manage anxiety.
What we're going to be focusing on today is managing our anxiety during coronavirus. Now, if you're feeling anxious during this time or have done, that's normal. That's to be expected. That's fine. And what we've got is kind of some top tips about how we can manage that further. Just a bit of background around anxiety. You know, when our cave-dwelling selves got into trouble many, many moons ago, our primitive brains then would trigger an anxiety response, and that would help us deal with the situation. And that's known as the fight, flight, or freeze response. And then once that danger had passed, the anxious feeling would subside and we'd feel normal again. And the problem is our brains haven't really evolved very much since then, and that's genuinely the case. And a good example of that is that we still have phobias of things like spiders and snakes, whereas it'd be far more logical for us in 2020 to have phobias of, say, plug sockets or crossing the road. So it's kind of an example about how our brains are kind of still quite primitive and haven't evolved as much as you might think. So we do get kind of this anxious feeling, particularly around this time. And, you know, with what's going on, that is a legitimate reason to be anxious, I would say. So if you are feeling a bit anxious, that's fine. But here's some tips about how to manage that during coronavirus. So number one is to learn. Now, tip number one, learning, why are we covering that? Is because we can, if we educate ourselves around what, you know, this anxiety might be, where it's coming from, why we are feeling anxious, what our own triggers are, that can actually help us just manage where we are on a scale of zero to 10. So my advice to you around this is, like, when you're feeling anxious, think of a scale of, okay, zero is when I feel absolutely fine and not feeling anxious at all, and 10 being I'm feeling very, very anxious at the moment. Just mark yourself where you are on that scale and constantly revisit that to give you kind of context as to where you're feeling at a particular time. And you might see that, you know, where you are right now, by trying out some of these tips, is almost definitely going to reduce that towards the left, and thinking about the closer to the zero end of the scale rather than the 10. And learning about this and researching this from legitimate sources can really help. The other way you can learn is to speak to other people. Cannot recommend it enough. You know, speak to other people, because when they start saying, oh yeah, I'm feeling exactly like that, and in my case, anxiety manifests itself in this and this symptom, and it might align to yours, or it might be very different because it manifests itself differently with each people, you know, that can make us manage how we're feeling about, you know, what's going on, and reduce that feeling of anxiety. So learn about it more, read about it more, do a bit of research from legitimate sources, and of course, you know, speak to other people. Tip number two is to get enough sleep. Now, there's a direct correlation between, if you aren't getting enough sleep, it's far more likely you'll feel anxious the next day. So one of the tips around this is to, in the same way as you might book a meeting in your diary, in your Outlook, for instance, between 10 and 11, and that you'll get a notification saying, okay, 15 minutes before, I need to go to that meeting, I need to be present for the whole thing. Do the same with your sleep. put it in your diary, put it in your calendar. What is enough sleep? When do I need to go to sleep to get enough sleep? And you'll get that notification 15 minutes before, and it will say, right, okay, now you need to start getting ready for bed. Really, really good tip. The other thing you can do around sleep is, if you are taking to bed with you a lot of anxious feelings, really good idea to externalize that, either by speaking to someone else or writing down on your phone, or maybe writing down on a piece of paper. Kind of empty your brain if you can of those thoughts, because what's happening, the reason you're not getting to sleep, is that you are kind of troubleshooting and problem solving whilst trying to, you know, get ready for bed. So if you can externalize those thoughts, that's going to be a good way to manage your anxiety and allow you to get enough sleep. Now, one of the greatest conundrums of the human brain is that the number one thing you can do in a situation like this to manage your anxiety is to exercise. However, statistically, one of the number one things that we do in a situation like this when we're feeling overwhelmed is we delete exercise from our to-do list. We deprioritize it, even though that's the number one thing that will help us. Such a conundrum with the human brain. So one of our tips is that you make exercise a non-negotiable. Like, you know, draw a line around exercise, if you like, a ring fence around the idea of exercise each day. And that will, if exercise each day, your scale between 0 to 10 will reduce. It's the number one thing that you can do in this situation. Another great tip I'd really, really recommend is tip number 4, which is from Professor Stephen Covey's idea of circle of concern, circle of influence, and circle of control. It's from a book called 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. It's a fantastic book. Go and do a bit of research about this, but in a nutshell, and I will actually do a deeper dive on Wellbeing Nibbles extra on this, but know what's out of your control in a situation. So identify, okay, is this in my control, yes or no? And if the answer is no, then what you need to do is then focus on the things you can influence, because often our anxiety can be fretting about the things that are out of our control, and we've got nothing to do with that energy, and we've got nothing to, and there's no outlet for it. So ask yourself a question, okay, is this in my control or not? And if the answer is no, okay, what can I influence? And the final one, manage your anxiety around, you can manage your anxiety by managing the amount of news that you are absorbing. So I was someone, when this all started off, that I was just absorbing news all the time. So it'd be on the 24-hour scrolling news, and then at 5 p.m. I would then watch the live, the broadcast from the government. And all between that, obviously doing my work as well, I'd be scrolling on Twitter and finding out new information about it as well. And it was too much. And definitely my anxiety levels did increase. So I spoke to a friend of mine who said that he's doing the opposite to what I was doing. And he was just checking the headlines twice a day, because, you know, he does need to keep abreast of what's going on in the world, and watching that broadcast at 5 o'clock, and that was it. And everything else he kind of switched off from, and he notices his anxiety levels reducing. I'd done the same, and I found the same as well. So a great tip here is to manage the amount of news you're absorbing, and also, you know, make sure you're getting legitimate news sources. Trigger those critical, you know, critical thinking skills when it comes to the legitimacy of some of the court sources that you're looking at. Maybe there's certain websites, I'm not going to name them, but like very well populated websites and attended websites, if you like, that are really catastrophizing this. And, you know, this is a difficult time that we're going into, but do you need to be reading those headlines all the time? Are you going to learn anything new in this situation? The answer is questionable around that. So yeah, manage the amount of news you're absorbing, and you will see a difference between the 0 and the 10, going towards the left, hopefully. So that's the end of this week. Try out those tips. Please do. Stay well, stay safe, and stay connected.
Listen by the one and only Beyonce. It's the happy hour with Paulina and Holly. Now, Holly already reviewed the meditation app Oak and found some great accessibility features. But what else is out there? RNIB Technology for Life team's Joe Fullerton finds out.
Hello, I'm going to be talking about meditation apps. So, what are they? Well, these are apps with guided meditation, listening, and breathing exercises for relaxation, improving sleep, and boosting well-being. You may have heard of Headspace or Calm. Headspace in particular has some quality free content, but the ads for Headspace Plus are intrusive. The Plus version is £49.99 a year, and even the free version requires a full sign-up. There's quite a lot of visual content, text that's not accessible to a screen reader. The Calm app is £39.99, and the free version has very little audio content. So these apps are more complex to use with a screen reader, especially if you're a beginner. and have therefore chosen two completely free apps to talk about today. They're called UCLA Mindful and Smiling Mind. Both of these apps are completely free with no ads, and they're fairly accessible with a screen reader, although they're not perfect. So I'm going to begin with Smiling Mind, available for iOS and Android. An initial account sign-up's required, and this is accessible. If you wish to quickly try it out with no sign-up, there is a free sample meditation when you first launch the app. To use the app with a screen reader such as TalkBack or VoiceOver, you use the usual gestures such as flicking from left to right to go to the next item and double tapping to open an item. If you need to use zoom or magnification, the contrast is lovely and clear. Text appears white on a blue or purple background, and you can use Smart Invert and other filters. So first you sign up with your name and address, email address. You decline receiving emails unless you want to, and then you agree to the terms and conditions. You'll then get a series of simple questions which are very easy to answer, and it's followed by some slightly more complex questions on your mood level. There are quite a few choices here, and some of the labels on the emoticons don't read very well. For example, there's a sad face emoticon which has the visual label never, and this one is announced as "I'm very sad" instead of "I'm very sad." You'll soon get the hang of it though, as these mood questions repeat each time you start a session. You'll be asked to choose from All Programs or My Programs, and then you arrive at a dashboard screen where you can actually move between these different sections and browse the All Programs list if you want to. This includes headings such as Adults, Children, Youth and Families. There's also a section for Professionals. If you choose Adults, you can then browse the list. And the first program is called Thrive Inside, Fostering Good Mental Health During Uncertainty. This has 10 main sections, each one with a number of meditation sessions attached. On opening the first session, which was called SOS, the audio content did not autoplay, but I could flick to the play pause button very easily, and then I could double tap to start it playing. The screen reader content matched up with the visual buttons exactly, which helped me as a sighted user. From my very limited sampling, the meditation sessions appeared to be of a good standard. I then looked at UCLA Mindful. This was by far the simplest app to get started with, as there is no account sign up and no agreeing to terms and conditions. It's completely free and it's from the University of California. It therefore has a more academic approach than the other apps, with links to their website, podcasts and live classes that they run online. There is an extra section with meditations for people with specific health difficulties. Some of the meditations are presented as videos rather than audio only, but they are audio led, so all the content is spoken, including any text that's presented on PowerPoint slides. And these audio pieces autoplay, the videos autoplay, so they're very easy to use. The app is accessible with a screen reader such as VoiceOver. Some of the screens use heading levels, which are very helpful. Because the videos autoplay and VoiceOver announces the actions that you need to do, such as double tap to toggle, it's easy to learn. It's not a perfect design. When you're in the guided meditations, it takes quite a while to navigate to the pause button. And because they're auto-playing, you do really need to know where the pause button is. So it's best to just flick around the page until you get to the pause button so that you know where it is, and then you can double tap when you want to start and stop. If you have useful vision, it does magnify with zoom or with magnification. The pause button appears high contrast white on blue, and it's larger than some of the other apps I looked at, so the buttons are clearer. You can use zoom filters to change it to white on grey, black on grey, or black on orange. I also tested the UCLA Mindful app on an Android tablet with TalkBack, and again, the videos auto-played, so that was straightforward. But I did find it a bit strange that, being sighted, I could see that TalkBack was reading the text on the previous screen. And that I found that quite confusing. So I found that it worked better when I was using Explore by Touch rather than when I was using flick gestures. Because if I used Explore by Touch, it spoke the button or the content that I was touching. There's very high contrast and the buttons are really large, and you can magnify the app on a Samsung tablet or Android tablet. So of all the four apps I explored, I liked UCLA Mindful best for the simplicity of getting it started in the first place and for the fact that it auto-played the videos. I liked Smiling Mind best for the wide range of free content and the good accessibility with voiceover. Thank you.
Joe Fullerton from RNIB's Technology for Life team. We'll have a quick breathing exercise next after this one from Bill Withers.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
It's the Happy Hour with Paulina and Holly, only on RNIB Connect Radio.
The show is going by so quickly, but there's still one more thing we have for you, and this one we can do together. So why don't you join Paulina and I in this quick breathing exercise?
Yeah, it's only 5 minutes, so absolutely no excuses.
Let's try it. Here's Kim J.
Hi, I'm Kim J, and during COVID, stress and mental health has been such an issue. Now, one of the ways that I deal with it, and I teach others to deal with it, is through simple, relaxing breathing exercises. They're very easy to do. All it needs is 5 minutes. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the best thing is, whenever you're stressed, whenever you just want to get away from the madness of the world, just focusing on your breathing, do the exercise, and it just calms you down. And it puts you into that lovely, calm space. Now, if you sit comfortably and close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, I want you to focus on your breathing. So you breathe deeply in for three, out for three. You breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And as you breathe, feel your whole body relaxing. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And when you breathe in, you're breathing in love, calm, and happiness. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out your stress, your worries, and the darkness. Breathe in for three and out for three. And as you breathe, imagine you're sitting on a beach, the warm sand underneath you. Breathe in for three, out for three. Feel the warm sun on your back and listen to the waves. Breathe in, breathe out. You're in a safe place. You're calm. And you're surrounded by love. Breathe in for three and out for three. Feel the energy of the waves flow into you. Breathe in and out. Feel the love, the warmth, and the light fill the whole of your body. Breathe in and out. You're safe. You're calm. Breathe in and out. Hear the waves. Feel the sun. Breathe in and out. And in this space, you know, nothing can hurt you. There is nothing but love and light. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. This is your place, nobody else's. Breathe in and out. Feel yourself flow into nature. Feel the energy flood into you. Breathe in and out. Now slowly open your eyes. And as you do, you can feel the love, the warmth, and the calm. Very simple breathing exercise that will help you to stay calm whenever you feel down, whenever things get on top, or whenever you need that space away from the madness of the world.
That is so relaxing. I hope you didn't fall asleep, Paulina.
No, I definitely didn't. Anyway, I think that is us for today.
Yeah, it's the end of this week's Happy Hour. Did you enjoy our Keep Calm special? Email radio@rnib.org.uk or tweet at RNIB Radio. We'd love to hear from you.
We're also on Facebook, so feel free to message there. We're RNIB Connect Radio. Also, if you missed any of the interviews today and would like to listen to them again, including the quick breathing exercise, you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Just search RNIB, the Happy Hour Podcast. But that is it for now. Hope you are feeling more relaxed and definitely more calm.
To keep you in that calm spirit, we're ending the show with this lovely track from Rag & Bone Man and Pink. This is Anywhere Away From Here.
See you on the next Happy Hour.
Bye.
Wild and running, fearless, this is burning bright.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full along with all the interviews, tips and our chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. And we have new episodes every other week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the Happy Hour podcast and we'll see you on the next episode.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.